95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Deep three, Porries, yes! Deep three, Anderson Porries.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, and Huron Regional Medical Center. The Tigers are also brought to you by Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates, the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan Tanger Restaurant, and Hartman Physical Therapy. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, Harry Zell Auto Glass, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, The Diamond Store, Bauman Agency, Meyer Oxen Service, Double D Western Wear, and Home Instead.
Long rebound out, Elwine has it with 5-4 to go, and he'll dunk it to end it.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good, I guess officially good morning. It'll be good afternoon shortly. Final broadcast of the season for the Huron Tigers. Started back, I believe, on August 25th with T-Area Huron football. We wrap it up this afternoon. Seventh place game, AA Boys Basketball Tournament. Huron and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. One last game, one last chance to be together. And hoping for a good ball game here this afternoon between the two teams. Obviously, nobody sets out on Thursday morning to be playing at noon on Saturday, but two teams will. That's what Roosevelt and Huron has drawn, and well, we'll see how things turn out. Looking for a good ball game. The two teams did play in early February in Huron, with Roosevelt picking up the win. Huron would like to get that one back and get themselves a seventh place plaque to end this season. Talk to both coaches, Mitch Begeman, head coach of Roosevelt, and of course our own Tim Budnagan. We'll talk to both coaches coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our final Huron Tiger broadcast of the season. Seventh place game in the AA basketball tournament, Tigers and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Mitch Begeman, head coach of Roosevelt, as they come in with a record of 15-8. And coach, your thoughts on the tournament? You know, always tough when you have to play this game. I know the first game, just a tough game for you. Felt like you had your chance against Washington. Maybe came out a little back yesterday. And so just want to come out with a winning note today.
Absolutely. This game is all about just ending on a positive note and really just trying to find joy and have fun in this game and this opportunity that we get to do one more time. You know, it's a long season. It's tough. And obviously, when you lose that first one, it can take a toll on your team. And I think yesterday was a perfect example of that. But we met last night, and we're in good spirits. The boys, we just want to kind of, again, finish on a positive note.
And first off for today, and I think we'll see this in both games this afternoon for sure, rotations are different today.
This is a complete different rotation for us. But you know what? Rightfully so. We've got 8 seniors that we're going to honor today, and we're going to give them a lot of opportunities to play, and we'll mix everybody. We've got 14 kids in the roster, and all 14 kids will find a way to play today for sure.
And I want to highlight Garon Call because he, in fact, I think when we played back in February, that was the first game he was out after his injury. He will start today basically on the court, get him off.
Absolutely. Again, just kind of one last closure, one last time hearing your name announced, and rightfully so. The kid has done so much for us this year and even last year as well, and just a nice tribute to go out, just to being able to give him some exposure for sure.
And then other than that, you're starting seniors. You're going to play a lot of seniors. And really, the goal, as much as anything, get everybody on the court today.
Absolutely. Again, we're going to still go out and compete and try to win a basketball game. But again, we're going to highlight our seniors and give them a lot of opportunities today. But yeah, we're just going to go out and play and have a lot of fun doing it. And you know, we're not going to be really, really tough on them by any means. But we're still going to compete, and we're still going to try to win a basketball game for sure.
Now, it's the Huron Tigers coming in this afternoon. You did win about a month ago. I would imagine that was kind of a satisfying win, because that was your first game without Garang after he suffered the injury, and you were able to come into Huron and get a win.
That was absolutely huge. And we were just talking about that last night. Just obviously coming off of a deflating loss in Jefferson, and then losing, you know, arguably your best player. And then you kind of have to refocus and figure out who's going to step up, who's going to play in those minutes and fill those minutes in that void. And going into Huron, we've never really had a lot of success at Huron. It's a tough place to play. Very, very well coached by Coach Budenhagen. And, you know, we shot the lights out. We made shots we needed to, and we defended pretty well as well. But yeah, coming out of there with a win was really kind of a defining moment, I guess, as we finished our last 10 games, because I think our kids, not sure they really believed after we lost Garang, but I think when you find a way to win a game on the road at Huron, I think it kind of resurged our kids, and I think they thought, hey, we could actually win some basketball games, and I think that was huge for us.
And I'll wrap it up with this. Obviously not where you want to be in the so-called sunshine bracket, but hey, you still get one more game together. Salute the seniors, salute all the guys, and you know, whatever happens. I know you're going to give them a scouting report on Huron, but you're looking at your kids.
Absolutely. Again, I mean, this is all about us. We know Huron, and we know what we have to do. They've got tremendous basketball players, but we're probably going to focus on us, and again, just try to soak up these last 32 minutes. And you know, anytime that you get to play a state tournament, it's always special. Obviously, when you're playing in 7th, 8th place games, it can be tough, but there's a lot of teams that aren't here right now, and I think that's something to highlight is, you know, 8 teams get a chance to play 3 more games and play for a state championship, so that's always encouraging. And obviously, it's most teams' goal to get to the state tournament, so we accomplished that, and you know, we didn't accomplish our end goal, but we still have one more game to play and finish off.
Mitch Begeman, head coach of Roosevelt. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Huron Tiger moment is 1978, graduate Dwayne Haugen. Dwayne was the fastest man in South Dakota. He went undefeated in the 100-yard dash in 1976-77 in his senior year of 1978, leading the Huron Tiger boys 3 consecutive ESC track titles. After that, he went to South Dakota Tech, where in 1980 he had the fastest 100-meter dash time in the country. Dwayne was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 2021.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Getting set for our final Huron Tiger broadcast of the season. Hard to believe, but here we are, final day of the state AA boys basketball tournament. Tigers playing for 7th place with Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Head coach Tim Budenhagen joins us here. And coach, sunshine bracket, 7th place game. Not what you set out to do here where you are, but you're just saying, you know what, this is championship Saturday. This is a championship game for the Huron Tigers.
Absolutely. You know, everybody gears up for this day because it means a lot. So we're going to take it as it's championship Saturday. We're going to play like it's a state championship. We prepared like it. Like I told the guys, if you can't get a championship effort today, you shouldn't be here. I think they're ready to go. We said nobody pays for good. Everybody pays for great. So we got to be great today.
Now, Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, they were, what, I believe, the four seed and find themselves in the seventh place game. They went to Huron about a month ago, a little over a month ago, picked up win. And Coach Begeman just said that might have been their biggest win of the regular season because they were coming off their major injury.
Yeah, they shot the ball really well. 24 really shot the ball well. I think he was 4 for 8 from the threes. This tournament, they've struggled from the threes, but, you know, everybody seems to shoot the ball really well against us. Especially down the stretch. So what we need to do is we need to guard everything today. I mean, we can't give up anything on Championship Saturday because you just never know who's going to get hot. In a game like this, I'm sure people are going to shoot shots they never shot before. We're not going to do that. We're going to play the game the way we know how, to give us the best chance to win.
You know, I just look at Roosevelt, what I remember from them for that first meeting, their quickness is probably their biggest strength.
Oh, absolutely. Two out front is really quick. Lefty guard. If he can get in the paint, he does a lot of damage. Doesn't really try to pass it. He's more looking to attack the basket and score. And then they got surrounded with shooters. 23 didn't play the last time that we played, but he can shoot it. The sophomore coming off the bench, 12, tall, athletic. He can shoot it. So they can put a lot of different shooters on the floor. They just haven't shot it well. Knock on wood. Hopefully it continues one more night.
And overall, you know, our plan of attack is we're going to do what we do, and we just want to do it a little better than we have.
You know what? I think our guys, I mean, you can't fault their effort. They played their tails off yesterday. I thought they played their tails off against Brandon. We just haven't gotten breaks in a tournament. And if you don't get breaks in a tournament, you don't win very many games. So hopefully we can make our own breaks today. And that's going to be the key. The key is not to turn the ball over a lot. Let's get some shots and then hopefully win a game and end the season on a good note.
And finally here, I just listened to your pregame. Looks like your focus is the number 54.
Absolutely. 54 state tournament. I mean, since the first team went in 1916, if you can believe that, and the last team right now is 2024. 54 state tournament appearances. That's pretty impressive by a community like Huron.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
If you're like a lot of South Dakotans, you've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the internet as their playground, and they're constantly deploying new scams to attempt to take your hard-earned funds. Fraudulent websites have grown by leaps. Consumers and businesses need to check all aspects of a website before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trace Owens, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, on the forward.
CJ Ganey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Porsche, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holford, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Gerson, number 50, senior,
guard.
Mason Juergens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good morning. Is it still? Let me check. Yep, for one more minute, it is good morning. And then we'll switch to the afternoon and get set for our final game of the play-by-play season for the Huron Tigers. As I mentioned at the top, we started it up on August 25th with a football, Thierry and Huron. We'll wrap it up this afternoon here in Sioux Falls with boys basketball in Sioux Falls, Roosevelt. I won't lie. I'm looking forward to having some downtime here now because the month of January especially, but it just gets to be a grind. But that's enough about me. We're talking about this Huron Tiger boys basketball team. It is 12 noon, KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. Roosevelt, they were the number four seed coming in, but have lost twice. They fell to Washington in the first round, 52-45, and just struggled all around yesterday and lost to Sioux Falls Jefferson, 60-38 for Huron. A loss to Brandon Valley in the first round, 63-48. Brandon Valley's went on. They'll play for the state championship tonight. And then in yesterday, the controversial end with Watertown edging Huron 54-51. And so these two teams find themselves in the seventh place game here this afternoon. Of course, Coach Begeman and Coach Budenhagen have a history, but it's not playing against each other. It's coach against player. Mitch Begeman was the leading scorer, I believe, on that 20-04 O'Gorman team that lost to Huron in the championship game that year. So shows you that Bud's just been around a little while as well. Now I see Coach Begeman just talked to Budenhagen, and he's talking to official as well, because the plan is they're going to start an injured player, then get him off the floor right away. He is Gronkwall. He tore his ACL late January. In fact, when Huron and Roosevelt played for the first time, that was his first game out. He was their leading scorer at the time, 6'3 senior. He will start today. They will put him, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be configured, but he'll be on the floor. They'll do the jump ball, and then they'll figure out something to stop play, and then he'll go off the floor, and Roosevelt will then have their starters here. And Roosevelt using a whole different rotation. They're starting all seniors today, and Coach Begeman says he wants to get everybody on the floor. So for Huron Tigers, they're kind of approaching it more as a normal game, but all the seniors are in the rotation anyway and will get their time on the floor here in their final game wearing a black and orange basketball uniform. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute and set the scene here for this seventh place game from Sioux Falls. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Insurance with agent access. That's what you'll find at Farm and Agency of Huron. Farming is not an 8-to-5 venture, nor does Mother Nature punch a time clock. At Farm and Agency, we answer your crop insurance questions promptly, accurately, and with your unique needs in mind whenever they arise, even beyond our full-time office hours. Call 605-353-1112 and learn how Farm and Agency of Huron provides crop insurance from your side of the fence. Farm and Agency of Huron is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back in Sioux Falls, getting closer to Anthem starting lineups, and we'll get this game underway for seventh place at the AA tournament. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. And don't hold your breath, I got the list here. D'Amico Rodriguez, I think he's from the Black Hills area. He is the referee, Jeff Hanfler and Luke Langner. are the other two officials, and Matt Cadwell is the alternate official for today. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So looking to see how we do this. This is the only time here that we'll play the opening game of a session. So I haven't had to deal with going around the national anthem, but it looks like Roosevelt is lining up for the anthem, as is the Huron Tigers. So we'll have the anthem, we'll have the lineups, and then we'll get this game tipped off. Seventh place for the AA boys basketball tournament, and wrap up the season here this afternoon in Sioux Falls. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll be back here to the Denny. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Your Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425, click on carriers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers!
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Starting lineups for our game here, Roosevelt and Huron. For the Roosevelt Rough Riders, they'll start Nasir Ismail, a 5'8 senior, Hayden Goff, a 6-foot senior, Elijah Johnson, 5'8 senior, Kamari Thomas, a 5'10 senior, and Garang Kual, a 6'3 senior. Again, Garang with an injury, has not played since late January. He'll get the start today, and then they'll get him off the floor for his final game as a Ryder, and then we'll have a fifth starter, and that will be Jackson, Jackson Brower, 6'4 senior. He'll come in right away for Kual. For the Huron Tigers, same way they have started most of the last half of the season. Colt McNeil, 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, 6-foot senior. C.J. Gainey, 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Mitch Begeman, head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Ready to go here as we get set for our final broadcast of the season. And Huron Road Black for a third straight day. Orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim, and Roosevelt in their home white with gold numbers and gold and burgundy trim. So Blake Elwine ready to jump, and basically Coach Bakeman says with the lineup they're putting out there, he will not have to jump at all. And again, Guan Qual right in front of me, so that's good. I can get a good picture of him as he's just in the backcourt, and they're going to do the tip, and it's 6 foot Hayden Goff with 6 foot eight Blake Elwine. I'm not sure how they're going to handle this once this tipped, and that's it. They let Goff get the ball, and it goes to Garang. Then they do officials timeout, and he comes out, and nice standing ovation around the Denny for Kowal as he is able to start his final game of his senior season, and now he'll watch on the bench with his teammates, and it'll be Roosevelt Ball. Basically, Huron gave him the tip. So here we go. We're ready to go. Hayden Goff will get the Roosevelt into the front court, come up to the top of the key, and that's Brower who came in for Kowal. Top of the key, Ismail. Now Brower on the right wing. He wants to drive baseline, kick out. In the corner, open three for Goff, no good. And Gavin Moding has the board. Huron with the ball for the first time. Moding gets it up, flips it back to Elwine. Elwine on the right side, tries to back his way in, comes off right side to McNeil, and tried to get the lob. It wasn't there. Now Elwine comes back out, pulls the trigger for a three, right wing, no good. And the rebound foul going to go on Moding on a good block out by Ismail. Each team misses their first shot. Huron will show some pressure in the backcourt. Again, Roosevelt is a team that prides themselves on quickness. So we'll see how long Huron actually presses. Ismail comes off on the right side. And the ball thrown away. Yep, thrown away as Guinea got a couple of guys that don't play a lot. Kamari Thomas threw it behind Ismail. I think actually number five, Elijah Johnson, wasn't in the proper spot. But again, it is a little different rotation here to start the game for Roosevelt. Moding up top, Porish. Porish, a couple of dribbles to the left, flipping the corner, Gainey. Gainey, one dribble, back up top of the key. Moding passed up a three. Here's the three for Gainey, though. Back of the iron, no good. And flying in for the rebound was Brower. You're on 0 for 2 from the field. Into the front court, drive on the left side for Thomas. He'll kick out in the corner. Goff on the drive, goes right by the layup for the 4-2. Went right by a couple of Huron defenders, and Roosevelt scores first, 2-0. Here's Elwine, free throw line, back door. Here's a nice handoff, and oh, the layup missed by Porish. Nice handoff from McNeil to Porish, and Anderson put up the layup short. Brower at the top of the key. Roosevelt up early. We played not quite 2 minutes. Here's the drive. And the layup is up and no good for Thomas. Rebound Moding. Gavin into the front court. Top of the key. Dribbles off to the left. Back door. Try to go Gainey. Not there. Now left side. It's Elwine. Elwine hard to the hoop. Brower fell down and laid in for two by Elwine. And the Huron Tigers tie it at two. Here's that half-court trap. Ball into the front court to Johnson. He's trapped. Now they find Goff. Goff will drive. Go through a double team. Get fouled from behind by Gainey. And free throws coming up for Hayden Goff. We played just over 2 minutes here of the first quarter. We're tied at two, but free throws pending for Hayden Goff. Check to make sure, and that was on Gainey, his first, second team on Huron. First free throw is good. Roosevelt regains the lead here at 3-2 early on. One more shot for Goff, 6 foot senior. And rattles that in, and it's a 4-2 lead for Roosevelt. Elwine will bring the ball up. He is being checked by Brower into the front court. Set a screen. Elwine drifts to the right. Spins, gets through a double team, goes baseline. There's Porish again. This time he banks it in for the easy deuce, and it's tied at four. 2.5 minutes gone, first quarter. Huron still trapping in the backcourt. Thomas. Now he'll drive, has a lane. Missed the layup. That's a couple of missed layups on both sides of the court. Huron a chance for their first lead. Porish, three, left wing, way off the mark. Rebound slapped in by McNeil, but picked up by Goff. Goff into the front court. Now we'll slow it up. Top of the key, Ismail. Ismail pulls up. Free throw line jumper is good. Little lefty. Ismail gets the lead back to Roosevelt at 6-4. Into the front court. Elwine backs his way in. Top of the key, it's Moding. Reverse left side, Porish. Porish against Goff. Tries to drive in. Goff almost got the steal. Porish back off left side. Flip baseline to Moding. Moding looks inside. Couldn't get it to Ganey. Screen set now. Top of the key. Another three for Porish. Short. Rebound. And going to be picked out of there by Ismail. And he's going to be fouled going up the floor. And we're going to have a timeout. Or the media timeout with 4:24 to go first quarter. 6-4 lead Roosevelt. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
He changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. Be the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Well, first media timeout here as we are just about midway through the first quarter. Huron will sub in with Carson Evans and Colton Ogle off the timeout. I believe somebody new came in for Roosevelt as well in the corner. Goff has it up top. Ismail fakes the three. Also into the game for Roosevelt is Taden Knave. Cross court right side. Here's the drive. Brower fakes. Gets Elwine up in the air. Missed the shot though. Ball tipped out and controlled by McNeil. Into the front court, Tigers, Ogle, free throw line, backs it out. Now flips right side to McNeil. McNeil to the free throw line, stops, needs some help. Finally flips it back to Elwine. Elwine, left wing, back up top. Now it's Evans. Evans at the key. Evans looks left. Nothing there. Now Elwine again. Elwine, left wing, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Step back three for Blake. Got it. Blake Elwine with a three, and Huron has their first lead at 7-6. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Roosevelt breaks the press. Cross-court pass goes to Logan Nielsen. He'll drive to the free throw line. He's new into the game as well. Ismail back up front. Ismail dribbles to the left. Nielsen will go baseline. Kick out in the corner. Good ball movement. Goff open three for Ismail. No good. Rebound tripped up, and there's McNeil to grab it again. Rebound for Huron into the front court comes Elwine. Another three right wing. No good. And Nielsen there with the board. 7-6 here on inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. In the corner, open three for Brower. That's short and will go into the corner where Ogle can grab it. Both teams not shooting the ball particularly well. Ogle, top of the key. He wants to drive, has a lane, left hand, scoop for two. Colton Ogle just blasted down the middle of the lane, got a step on the defender. Here on up 8-6. In the corner, up top, here's the bounce pass down low, and the ball stripped and stolen by McNeil. Great play, great defensive play by McNeil. He'll get in the front court, now stop, Porish, top of the key. We must have, Huron must have had a three, that was a two. Three for Evans is too strong, rebound slapped out, and Goff has control. Down the floor quickly, Ismail to the hoop, over Evans for two. Ismail just raced down the floor. Nobody could catch him. We're tied at 8. I had it 7-6, but it must have been 6-6. So a 3 must have been a 2 for Elwine. Porish on the outside tries to slow it up a bit. Now he'll drive, attack the basket, slapped. He comes up with it, goes up with the left hand, fouled. And two free throws coming up for Anderson Porish here on attacking the basket. We've seen, we just saw Ogle do it. There was Porish going hard to the hoop as well. And two for the freshman, Anderson Porish. First free throw is good for Anderson. And Huron up 9-8. C.J. Gainey in for back in for Huron. Old Nag will come in if Porish can hit the second free throw. Isaiah Garang, 6'3 junior, back into the game, or into the game for the first time for Roosevelt. Second free throw good as Porish hits them both. He has four. And Huron up 10-8 with a minute 46 to go, first quarter, and Olden Hague on the floor for the first time. Right now, just two starters out there, and that's Gainey and Elwine into the front court. Roosevelt breaks the press. They'll drive. Garang has to kick back out up top. Back it out, and Ismail will reset the offense. Coming off to the right, looks left. Top of the key, Nave. Playing some catch around the perimeter. Left side, Nielsen will drive. Attack the basket, kick out. Another three for Ismail. No good. Ball slapped out, and Hague controls for Huron. Hague in the front court. He'll drive, and Nave going to be called for a blocking foul. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Tayden Nave with the first foul of the quarter on Roosevelt. Or they got two team fouls. I'm missing one on somebody. Missing one on, well, I'm not sure. Inbounds for Huron. Evans got to get rid of it. Finally bounce pass to Gainey. That'd be close to a five. Gainey, cross court, Evans. Evans, hard to the hoop, cut off by Nave. Gets it back out, top of the key. It's Hague, and Hague, oh, it looked like a travel. It was. He did the stutter step at the top of the key, and Bud just telling his senior, just calm down. You're getting, got the happy feet there and traveled with it. Minutes five to go, first quarter. Long pass, cross court, and stolen by Hague. Hague gets it up ahead to Elwine. Elwine will back his way into the paint, triple teamed, and gets fouled again. And the inbounds will come on the baseline for the Tigers. Foul on Ismail, his first. Third team foul, and you're on a run the out-of-bounds play. Bounce pass in the corner to Evans. Evans, low post, and overthrew it to Elwine, and Elwine was well guarded there. There really wasn't much of an opening. Get the ball to him. The ball turns back over to Roosevelt. Ismail working against the Huron pressure. Bounce pass cross court to Garang. Garang back in the middle, Ismail. Ismail will drive, now flip in the corner. Goff thought about the three. Ismail, top of the key. Left side, flip back now, Garang. Top of the key, Goff. He wants to drive, slips it underneath to Nielsen. Kick out up top, open three for Nave, short. Rebound came straight down, and Gainey able to grab it. Front court, Ogle with the drive. He almost traveled with the ball. Shot clock off, and Huron wants to hold it for one with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball nearly stolen there, but Elwine gets control. Elwine with 5-4. Trying to look back door. Here's Gainey with 2-1. Deep three for Elwine is short at the buzzer. And after one, it's Huron 10, Roosevelt 8. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with your family at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant. Enjoy our Easter buffet of prime rib, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, mac and cheese salad, tossed salad, broccoli salad, and cottage cheese pockets with cream sauce. Plus, a dessert box. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant Easter Buffet is Sunday, March 31st from 10:30 till 3. Call 605-352-1639 for reservations.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Start the second quarter, and here on a 10-8 lead, we'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Neither team shot the ball all that well. 3 of 11, Roosevelt, 4 of 12 for Huron. Some new players in for Roosevelt. In for the first time for Roosevelt, Memphis Bylander. That's the best first name in the tournament, Memphis. Ganey on the drive, stops, steps in, short jumper, no good. Rebound, Trace Wenz, who started the second quarter. Didn't even see him check in because I was looking at the Roosevelt guys, and Trace Wenz, offensive rebound and putback, Huron up 4. Into the front court, Garang gets it back up top, Goff. Goff, a couple of dribbles, backs it out. Resets the offense. Top of the key, Akeem Moko in for the first time. Boy, he was open, didn't get it to him. Goff for 3, no good, and Elwine with the rebound. Elwine, front court, gets to Porish. He'll go hard to the hoop for 2. Nice pass from Elwine, and Porish has 6, and Huron goes up 14-8. Getting the first two buckets of the second quarter. Roosevelt cross court. Bylander, low post, stand inside, and an easy deuce for Moko, who was posted up. And nobody really had a good position on him. Roosevelt back on the board for the first time second quarter. It's 14-10. Top of the key, Wenz. He's on the move. Drive slips out. 3-4, Ganey short. Rebound for Roosevelt. Roosevelt down 4 with the ball. Early second quarter, Goff drives. Back up top, Moko. Long 3, left side, no good. That was Jamari Tiger with the miss from outside. Wenz for 3, left elbow short. Offensive rebound, though, for Ganey. And Huron will get another look. 3-4, Porish in and out. All the rim went all the way down, popped out on him. And Roosevelt drive, Goff all the way to the hoop, banks it up and in. He just challenged Moting and went right at him. Goff with 6 to lead Roosevelt. And the lead back to 2, 14-12, Huron. Top of the key, Moting gets the offense set. 6 minutes to go, first half. Waiting for a rotation. Moting just doesn't have anybody to throw to. Now Pori steps up front. Flip back to Elwine, his 3, no good. And boy, Huron has not hit a 3 yet here in the first half. Roosevelt now a chance to tie or even take the lead with a long ball. Here's the lob in, Moko down low, kicked away by Elwine. It'll remain Roosevelt ball on the baseline. Roosevelt will inbound and Goff will trigger right in front of the Huron student section. Huron wearing orange, the fans today. Moko will drive, go right into Elwine. Offensive foul. We should get a video of that Huron was able to pick up an offensive foul in the state tournament. We haven't seen that much. Foul on Moko is his first. The ball turns over to the Tigers. Full court pressure by the Riders. Wenz bringing the ball up. Now they jump to trap. He'll dribble right through it down the floor and slipped. Lost the ball, and Wenz is down, and he is hurt. Back we go, and the ball is blocked. Moko gets the rebound, and now they're going to whistle it dead as Wenz, he slipped, and he went down. And, boy, Begeman's out there right away. It happened right in front of him, and you hold your breath on that as Wenz, his legs went out from underneath him. He slipped, and he went down. Like I said, it was right in front of the Roosevelt bench, and Begeman was out there immediately. Now Coach Larson and Coach Budenhagen are out there as well. So Trace Wenz on the floor with an injury. 5:18 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Harbin Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem.
Bring it back after this if you can.
Recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Trace Wenz goes straight to the locker room. We'll hope for the best on that. We're resume play, and Roosevelt with the ball up top. They get it up top to Garang. Right side now, Bylander. Huron still up two. Cross court, left side, Garang again. Garang free throw line. Now Bylander has the ball go through his hands. He does pick it up. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Drive into the paint. Nothing there. Now Goff, he's just going to drive, go to the hoop for two. Nobody got in front of him. Goff with eight to lead Roosevelt, and Roosevelt a 6-0-1. We're tied at 14, but back comes Huron as Porish got ahead of everybody and makes the layup. And Huron back up by two. Huron got down the floor quicker than Roosevelt that time. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Going down low post to Moco. Outside three is good for Memphis Bylander. Bylander with the three in. Roosevelt takes the lead at 17-16. 4:17 to go, first quarter. Haig into the game. He's in the front court. Gets the give and go from Elwine. Spin move. Triple team trying to get rid of it. The ball pops out, and Moco gets the steal. Goff into the front court. Roosevelt trying to build the lead here. Up one. And jumper for Goff is no good after Haig fell down. Rebound for Porish. You're on down one with the ball inside of 4 minutes to go in the first half. Flip it off left side to Haig. Right back up top to Moding. Moding not really seeing the look he wanted on the pattern, and Ganey now saying, I need Porish to come out. Porish on the baseline. Porish backing his way on a Goff double team, put it up short, and a foul going to go on Roosevelt. Now we'll put Anderson Porish to the line to shoot two. And we have our media timeout with 3:32 to go in the first half. Roosevelt 17, Huron 16. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Life and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJD.
Back at the Denny, 3:32 to go in the first half, and Roosevelt leading 17-16, and they're on, I believe, a 9-2 run since Huron got that early 6-point lead in the second quarter. Anderson Porish at the line to shoot two. First free throw for Porish is good. Anderson leading Huron in scoring right now. He's got 9 points. Foul before the timeout, by the way, was on Memphis Bylander. One more shot for Porish, the ninth grader. Got them both. He's in double figures with 10. And he'll come out as Colton Ogle in. McNeil and Evans came in off the timeout as well. And Huron up one. Roosevelt attacks the Huron press. Ismael back into the game. Come cross court to Goff. Now Ismael will set it out near the timeline with Moding out on him. Ismael dribbles off to the left. Goff will flip in the corner to Brower. Brower being bothered out there by Evans. Cross court. Bylander with the catch. Go in low post. There's Moco down low and gets fouled as both Ogle and Evans bit on the jump fake. Moco will go to the line for two. Foul is on Carson Evans, his first team foul of the second quarter on Huron. Not a lot of fouls here so far in the first half. Free throw is good for Moco. He's got 3 points all here in the second quarter. Normally a starter, but the junior, I don't think came in till the second quarter, as I think for the most part we had seniors on the floor for the first quarter for Roosevelt. Second free throw, no good. And Elwine grabs the board. Elwine looks ahead. Down the middle, back door wide open. Layup good for Evans. Huron's been getting some layups. That was a nice dish by Blake Elwine. And Huron goes up by two, 20-18. Bylander on the drive, lost the ball, flips it back out, nearly stolen by McNeil. Back in for Roosevelt is Logan Nielsen as Bylander comes off, and now Porish going to come back in quickly for the Tigers as he will replace somebody. He will replace Moding. Roosevelt will inbound it on the sideline to my right. Lob comes to Ismael on the right wing. McNeil there. Now Nielsen will dump it in Moco. Moco tries to back his way in. Goes back door. Hit it off of Elwine, and Elwine able to grab it. Not sure where that pass was going. Huron gets it off the turnover. Elwine, top of the key, trying to get a screen from Evans. Drifts off to the right. Bounce pass to Porish. Porish mismatch there with Ismael and him. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. No good. Tapped out. Was tapped out by Elwine and will be Roosevelt ball. Well, that day, I think Anderson might have been better off just seeing if he could back his way down a bit towards the basket, because Ismael at 5'8" was guarding him. Here on up to Roosevelt ball as we had 2:15 to go here in the first half. Goff drives, nobody there. He'll get fouled, but boy, that whole right side of the floor was open for Goff. There was not a defender in the vicinity. Goff will go to the line and shoot two. He's got 8 to lead Roosevelt in scoring as Carson Evans picks up his second foul, second team on Huron. Two shots for Hayden Goff, senior, 2 for 2 from the line. And 3 for 3 as he bounced that in, got the shooter's roll. And he's a free throw away from tying our score again with 2:12 to go in the first half. Second free throw is no good. Almost tipped in by Nielsen, but Porish able to pull down the rebound, and Huron, 1-point lead. Ogle, left side, flips it up top. 3, top of the key. Evans, no good, off the base of the rim. Rebound for Goff, kind of a quick 3 that time into the possession. Ismael will drive hard to the hoop, floats it, no good. Porish with the rebound. Ogle did a good job of staying with him, made him change the shot. Elwine, top of the key, gets a screen, goes hard to the hoop, tries the finger roll, and he'll go to the line for 2. Blake Elwine with 4 points has not scored in the second quarter, but he's had a couple of nice assists. And, of course, he gets a lot of focus defensively from the other team, and he's found some open teammates as a result. 2 shots for Blake Elwine. First free throw is good. Holden Haig, C.J. Gainey back in for the Tigers. Back in for Roosevelt is Taden Nave. I think that last foul was on Goff. I'm not 100%. Huron up 2, 21-19 with a minute 41 to go in the first half. Second shot is good. 6 for Elwine. And it is 22-19 Huron with a minute 39 to go in the first half. Ismael into the front court, dribbles off to the left. Checked there by McNeil. Up top now, Brower back into the game. Didn't see him check in. Ismael flips back to Brower, weave out there, right side, Goff. Goff, a hesitation, will go back door. Nice catch by Nielsen, puts up the roller for 2. That was a great catch by Nielsen. That pass came up high, but he controlled it and got the 7-footer to go in the lane. Huron breaks the Roosevelt pressure, bounce pass back to Elwine. He's double-teamed, ball deflected, stolen by Roosevelt. Ismael behind the back, hard to the hoop, through the double-team, lost it on the way up. Say it's deflected by Huron. It'll still be Roosevelt ball. 59 seconds to go in the first half. Huron 22, Roosevelt 21. Roosevelt will inbound, kick it back to Ismael. Can't get the 3 off. Low post, it's Nave. Nave just puts his arm down. There's a block, though, by Elwine. Up top, Ismael for 3, no good. And Porish steps in for the rebound. Huron in transition, slow it up, Porish. Top of the key, left side, Haig in the corner. Gainey wants 3, got it. First 3 of the half for Huron. Gainey puts down the three, and Huron up four with 33 seconds to go in the first half. Shot clock on, but about a half second difference from the game clock. Roosevelt can hold it for one if they choose. Ismael has Goff on the left side. Goff gets a screen back right side. Here's the screen, and again, Roosevelt looks like they're just winding it down for one. As I said, it's about a half-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Ismael wants to drive on Haig. 6.5 seconds, still driving. Open three for Brower, in and out. Offensive rebound for Nielsen, that it's stripped. It'll still be Roosevelt ball, and they got 0.6 of a second left here in the first half. Lob right into Brower, and his shot is blocked, I believe, by Porish at the buzzer, and that will end our first half. Here on 25, Roosevelt 21, timeout 1 minute, or 2 minutes, excuse me, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Here of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.